It's time for the Zizzer pregame on Hot Country KDY.
District football is finally here. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Welcome to the Zizzer pregame as we get ready for the kickoff at 7 between the Monette Cubs and the West Plains Zizzers here at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. Zizzers have posted back-to-back wins over Parkview and Waynesville, getting ready for postseason play. Meanwhile, Monette 0-9 on the year. They've struggled. They've had a couple of close games, but by and large, it's just been a really rough year for the team down in the southwest corner of the state. We talked to Joel Wyatt, the head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, on the radio this morning, and talked to him about the past couple of weeks and tonight's contest as we get ready for the postseason, as we talk to Joel here on the Zizzer pregame.
You know, the biggest thing when you get ready for districts is to be playing well. Do you feel like you're close to playing well right now?
I definitely feel like we're getting better. We've gotten better the last 2 weeks, no doubt. You know, we played well against Parkview for a half anyway, when we were really a half in the first possession of the third quarter when we got up 44-0. And then when we put some subs in, you know, the wheels kind of fell off for a little bit. But then we went on the road to Waynesville, and we put together a pretty solid game, you know, up 35-7 at half. So we were really pleased there. So we're happy where we're at right now. As I've said before on air, we're playing a lot of sophomores on defense. And then when you get to, you know, week 10, you know, those sophomores, a lot of them have 7, 8, 9 starts under their belt. So those sophomores are basically like juniors now, which has really helped, because it's tough. It's tough when you're playing, when you're starting 5 sophomores on defense. So those guys have matured, and we feel like they've gotten better.
All right, tonight, district starts. Monette is the opponent for this evening. They're winless on the year. We're playing in the first round districts, which is kind of unique from many of the recent seasons. Bolivar got the top seed, and who knew that first game out of the block that was going to have such an impact on how the district went. But I guess you could look at that down the road and say, well, you know, that could be the case. But neither your team or Bolivar are probably anything close to what they were when the year started. Things change a lot over the course of a few months. So they get the first round bye. How much different is your team and their team now compared to when you played the first time?
I would say, just like most teams in the state, you're nothing like you were week one. And you know, some, you know, believe it or not, probably regress and may, you know, they may even have peaked at mid-season, and then with injuries or attitudes or bad locker room, jealousy, they may take a step back. And they were better week 5 than they were week 10. But in our case, we feel like we've gotten better, and I'm sure Bolivar's feeling the same. You know, they've put together a really good season. And, you know, we kind of looked after that loss and said, this is going to cost us home field and the bye seed. And sure enough, it did.
Dead gum. I mean, you look at where the year starts and you say, well, you know, depth wise, we're kind of thin. Everybody should have a little bit better depth here by the time we're ready to start the district part of it. But man alive, look at all the sophomores that, I mean, you had to run out there week one, and they've had to keep going out there as the year's gone by. You've got a lot of sophomores that by now should be getting close to playing like juniors.
Yeah, that's just what I mentioned earlier. Those guys have really grown up. You know, they've taken some lumps, and, you know, have still taken some lumps here, even in the last 2 weeks, whether it be misalignment or missed tackle, or just getting physically whipped, you know, by a guy that's 2 years older. You know, that's part of athletics. And so, but we're really pleased with that group. That's a good group, very coachable, and we really like those guys.
Joel Wyatt, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers. The Zizzers will host Monette tonight. We'll have that game here on KDY. And, you know, this part of this time of the season, a lot of it, and you alluded to it just a second ago, a lot of it just comes down to healthy bodies. And you can have an awfully good team, but you can have two or three injuries that can really change the landscape. So, and we were talking at the end of the game last week at Waynesville. The best thing about this game is, A, it's about over, and B, nobody's hurt, it would appear. So are you pretty healthy going into it?
Yeah, we are. You know, Briggs has got a, you know, beat-up finger that's, you know, it's affected him a little bit. A lot of people probably didn't even know that or from the stands. You know, that's affected his play a little bit, maybe more so in the blocking scheme of things. And certain balls that are thrown, they're a little bit more difficult to handle. But, you know, other than Briggs, you know, we've got Jackson Taylor back from his concussion in the Waynesville game. Lance Norton is still out from his concussion in the Lebanon game. Luke Cropper broke a finger the Waynesville game. He's going to have surgery on Monday in Columbia, so kind of a serious deal, more so than you'd think with it being a finger. But and he's a great practice player for us, great JV player for us, and a special team starter on Friday night. But other than those that I mentioned, you know, we've been pretty healthy, and we're fortunate when you get to Week 10, and you know, you may only be missing one starter.
Well, before we let you go, let's have you talk a little bit about what the biggest news over the past couple of weeks has been, and that's the West Plains schools joining the Ozark Mountain Conference. It's going to be kind of a brave new world, and it's going to be different. The Ozark Conference seems to be flying apart. So with the new Ozark Mountain Conference, with the teams that the schools that you're going to be involved in, what's your view of this, and what's your opinion of it going into it with this new group of teams starting next year?
Well, I think it's exciting because it's new, but by the same token, I wouldn't have been disappointed if we would have stayed in the Ozark Conference. You know, that's a good football conference. It prepares us. If we can weather the storm and stay injury-free, competing against some of those big schools, you know, it's going to help us for districts, no doubt, when you're playing up a lot of weeks against the Kickapoo, Lebanon, and Camdenton. You know, it's really going to help us. But I'm kind of excited, you know, especially when you get on the road and you get to go to some of these places you've never been to or played at. You know, Branson's got unreal facilities.
They really do.
So that'll be interesting. And, you know, just being new, even though we've played some of these teams before, there's still Carl Junction, which is good football over there on the west side of the state. So, you know, it's different, but what a lot of people don't look at is how it could affect other sports.
There's a lot of sports affected.
I mean, people just think of it as a football deal. Well, it's everybody, you know, and what's going to be a problem for the schedule makers. You know, you play at Carl. We don't want to play at Carl Junction a basketball game on a Tuesday night. I mean, roll back in at 2 on a school night. That's just not good planning. So I hope they do some things that help with the volleyball and the basketball and baseball as far as their schedules go.
Let's take a quick look at the schedule of other games going on around tonight in district football. Springfield Catholic will be at Liberty High School. Willow Springs traveling to Forsyth. Thayer will play at Charleston tonight. Houston will be at Stratford. Van Buren will be at Mountain Home. Also, the Salem Greyhounds put their undefeated record on the line at Perryville. And Westside will play at Highland. Not everybody playing tonight. Those with first-round byes, such as Bolivar, Ava, etc., do not play this evening. So that's the lineup of the games around the area tonight as we look to take the next step in district play to next Friday. Meanwhile, that's the Zizzer pregame, and we're going to be joined in booth by Cody Sanders here in just a little bit on what should still be a pretty comfortable evening at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. That's the Zizzer pregame. Zizzer football kicks off next on Hot Country KDY.
This has been the pregame show on Hot Country KDY. Stay tuned. Zizzer kickoff time is coming up next on your home for the Zizzers, KDY. West Plains Zizzers football on Hot Country KDY. Tonight's game is brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozark's Healthcare, and Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
And now, West Plains Zizzers football on the official home of the Zizzers, Hot Country KDY.
District football is in the air, and it will be in the air in just a little bit with the kickoff to start this game about 2 minutes away, along with Cody Sanders. I'm Harlan Hutchison, and we start the postseason here tonight. And it's win or go home. The Zizzers will come in with that 5-4 record. They'll be playing the 0-9 Monette Cubs. And a comparatively sparse turnout for this game, which can be kind of expected. But like Cody said, if you're going to come to a ball game, this would be a good night to do it because it is really warm. And I would be willing to bet if West Plains wins tonight, we play here again next week, it won't be this warm.
Nope, it's going to be in the mid-70s most of the night tonight. It's not going to feel like that next week. One thing that stands out about this game, maybe a smaller crowd. However, it's an interesting crowd. A lot of the student body this evening celebrating Halloween. Costumes galore. If you look to your left, there is somebody in a Santa Claus outfit. Tyrannosaurus Rex walked by the booth just a few moments ago. It's an interesting evening.
Well, the captains are meeting in midfield as we get ready to start the football game. West Plains will be in the black shirts, red trim, white hats, white pants. Monette Cubs across the way, white shirts, white hats, and dark pants. And as we walk around, as the teams take their sides, West Plains backs around with their back to the north goal. They'll receive to start the football game. This is one game in the Class 4 District 6 tournament tonight. Bolivar doesn't play. They'll play the winner of Rogersville and Hillcrest next week. Well, I needed to mention, too, I mentioned during the pregame that Thayer played Charleston tonight. They do not play Charleston tonight. They play next Friday. And the same thing applies with Kabul. Kabul does not play tonight either in the first round of districts. Those two teams, Thayer and Kabul, will play next Friday night. So my bad on that. Meanwhile, the winner of this game will get the winner of McDonald County and Marshfield, which I assume will be here next Friday night. Mack County, we've seen the playoffs here over the past few years. And Marshfield, we rarely see, but they are the prospective opponents to the team that wins here tonight. So,
it is that time of the season. You mentioned earlier, it's win or go home. A lot of times, I think you forget that only one team per class gets to win their last game. So, lots of teams will be playing their final games of the season this week and more so next week, and we're going to get down to having just one team left in each of the classes. And here in Class 4, West Plains has a chance to make a run and compete in the district for a district title, and who knows what happens after that.
That's a fact. The year ends with a loss in each class for every team except for one. Ready to get this game started. Monette will kick the ball away. And it's going to be a relatively short kick down at the 17-yard line. The return comes up the side, 35 out of bounds, close to the 40-yard line. Jackson Taylor with a good return that time off the opening kick from Eric Chavez from Monette.
It's going to set things up. West Plains will be starting around the 40-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it down at the 41. It's going to be fantastic field position to start the game. West Plains will look to strike first.
So the Zizzers will have it in good field position, their own 41-yard line. Well, it won't take long to figure out what it's going to be here tonight. Let's see if West Plains comes out just gunning the ball down the field. Back to throw it. Jones looks left, pumps once, throws it deep down the sideline. Ball is behind the receiver, but it's caught. What a catch at the 32-yard line. Ryland Kinslow on the reception, and it didn't take long. Down to the 32 of Monette, first down for West Plains on the first play of the game.
That throw may have been just a touch underthrown, so it made Kinslow make a in-air change, and he ended up catching that ball with one arm, one hand, and back shoulder. That's an impressive adjustment and a more impressive catch.
28-yard pickup, first down now for West Plains. Running play to the right, Remy Wilson follows his blocking, tries to pop it wide, cuts it in, gets to the right sideline, 20-yard line, and finally drug out of bounds, about 16. That's easily enough for another West Plains first down, and that's going to be marked out at the 18-yard line, gain of 14, and first down for the Zizzers.
Two plays, two first downs, one through the air, one on the ground. West Plains will have first and 10 from inside the red zone, and they are looking to score pretty quickly, just 11:22. Or still 11:22 on the clock, just still the first minute of the game.
You may not be a numbers person, you may not believe in trends, but two plays, West Plains is averaging 22 yards per play. Motion man is Kinslow from right to left, I formation behind, Jones, toss play running left, Jackson Taylor cuts it inside, nice move, down to the 10-yard line, inside the 10, down near the 6-yard line, and that's another good pickup on the play, and that will be another first down on a gain of about 13 yards.
So they keep the trend going, three plays, three first downs, and now they're in the red zone. They'll have first and goal from, it looks like, the 6-yard line.
Briggs Houston, who is playing with a bum finger, is out there tonight. Stoffer comes in the ball game for West Plains, along with Remy Wilson. In the spread with Remy to the left of the quarterback. They're on the left hash mark, going left to right. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off. Remy running right, has blocking, turns it in, gets in for a touchdown at 10:44. Remy Wilson on a 6-yard run makes it 6-0. Well, that wasn't real difficult.
Four plays, three runs, and 6 points. Now they'll line up, and we'll see if they opt for one or two on the extra point attempt. The gate swings closed. They will kick an extra point.
Cobb the kicker. Reed Cobb. Here's the kick. It's up. The kick is good. We've played a minute and 16 seconds. West Plains leads the Monette Cubs 6-7 in the early going. Back in a minute on KDY.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
All right, ensuing kick is returned by Monette up to the 28, their own 28-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Monette Cubs. And they'll line up here already down 7-0.
So West Plains offense comes out, flexes their muscles, scores an early touchdown. We'll see how their defense now responds. Monette is winless on the season, but it's the old any given Sunday, or in this case, any given Friday. Anything can and will happen, so West Plains can't overlook a team like Monette.
Monette is wearing purple pants, white shirts, with purple and gold trim. Here's a handoff running to the right, and that will make for a pickup of 1 yard, as it was a whole bunch of black shirts showing up all of a sudden, and Briggs Houston was one of the main ones there early. Peyton Richards, too. I think it was Peyton Richards. Also, Shane Curtis. Shane Curtis over there to help make the stop.
So Monette has a similar makeup to their team as West Plains does. They are not a senior-heavy team. They have just a dozen seniors on their squad. This is a team led by underclassmen.
Okay, here we go on second down. No gain on the previous play, and flags go down on the snap of the football that time. There was movement before the snap, and that's against the Cubs. So we'll back it up 5, and it'll be second down and 15. Ethan Lewis is the head coach of the Monette Cubs. And we can sympathize with what they're going through right now at 0-9.
Sure.
You know, people forget. It wasn't that many years ago that we were in the same boat and just entering the Ozark Conference. That was a tough time. Spread set. Now men will go in motion. The quarterback is Colin Umfleet, taking the snap, running left over the guard. And pick up across the about 28-yard line. So they're going to be still shy of the original line of scrimmage, which was the 30. So it's going to be now third down and 11. Umfleet will line up with, well, let's see how they line up this time. As they come out of the huddle.
They've yet to throw the ball. They've tried some misdirection, and it hasn't worked a whole lot. They do a lot of pre-snap motion.
Umfleet, the quarterback, wing right, back in the backfield. They'll throw it out to the short side of the field. Catch is made, and the tackle will be made immediately as the ball came out. Ryland Kinslow made the stop on the perimeter, and there will be virtually no gain on that play. They tried to get it out to a wide receiver quick out in the flat area. They threw the ball to Marco Salas, a senior wide receiver, but that didn't pick up anything. In fact, may have lost a half a yard. So it's a punt. And it'll be the Cubs kicking the football away here with 8:16 to go in the first quarter. And the punter is Austin Black. Here's the kick. It's away, and it's taken by Kinslow at the 37 of West Plains. 40-yard line, 45-yard line, 50, 45, 40. He may go. He's at the 30. He's down the sideline. He's going to score a touchdown for West Plains at 7:49. Ryland Kinslow on a 63-yard punt return.
Well, Harlan, it's a game that has three phases, and teams that win in all three phases win a lot of games. And so now here in that third phase, the least talked about phase, special teams making an appearance tonight is a punt return for the touchdown with 7:47 on the first quarter clock.
So West Plains has touched the football, well, had technically two possessions, and are yet to see a second down. And so the swinging gate will wait to determine if we're going to play 4-on-4. Yep, we are. Option play right. Fake it inside. Isaiah turns it in. Gets to the end zone for a two-point conversion. So, 7:47 to go. First quarter. West Plains, 15. Monette, nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
The Zizzer kick is returned by Monette up to the 32-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. As we got started tonight, I was thinking, man, is it still 70 degrees?
It sure is.
If it's not, it's very close to, well, you got yours over there too, don't you? Mine says 72. 73, actually. It just gets warmer and warmer. 9-mile-an-hour wind, which is coming from the southwest. And now Monette lines up. Umfeldt will hand off, running left. And they get a nice little carry here. They'll get up near the 34-yard line. Gain of a couple, maybe two. No, they're going to give him one, it looks like. So it's going to be second down and 9.
You know, I don't know how many high school, college, professional uniform designers are listening to me right now. But stop putting light-colored numbers on white jerseys.
It is a terrible thing. Why would you do that? I've seen one thing. At least the numbers are outlined, and that makes it a little bit easier. It's second down and 9 for Monette. They're going to look left, throw left. That ball underneath is broken up on a pass play at the 39-yard line. Good coverage there by Jackson Taylor, and it'll bring up now third down and 9. 1 year back, either early or mid-80s, Ava went to uniforms, the white uniforms, The shirts were white, had light gold numbers on them with no lettering at all. I mean, you couldn't tell one from the other out there. So I am totally with you on the numbers should be in purple.
And put some reflective on there, too. Why not?
It's third down and long. Third and nine. Let's see if West Plains comes after the quarterback. They do from the outside. They throw the ball short, didn't complete. Umfelt was uncomfortable there. Tried to hit the ball, get the ball to Ian Waterman over on the right side. Briggs Houston was there. And so it's incomplete. It'll be fourth down and about eight.
I would be surprised if Monette punts the ball directly to the return man again.
Well, especially now. So, Kinslow will go back deep.
Monette, punter, stands on his own 20.
High snap, big rush, and he got it away somehow. Off the side of his foot to the right, bounces at the 46 of West Plains. It'll roll dead and be touched down at the 41-yard line of the Zizzers. So the offense comes back out.
Considering the bull rush that almost got to the punter, that was about as good of a punt as you could have had in that situation.
You've seen plenty of punts like that go 15 yards.
Or sometimes go backwards.
Right. And so, first down now from the West Plains 41, their own 41-yard line. I haven't even had a chance to adjust my knocks. We've scored 15 points. Now we're ready with an I formation going left to right from the left hash mark. Fake the toss, back to throw it. Looking long, I mean long, down the field, way overthrown by about 6 yards. Briggs Houston, the intended receiver. Little chicken fighting going on down the field. But we saw, if nothing else, we saw Briggs Houston show off that arm, threw it about 50 in the air there.
He's got quite the arm, and at 6:34, this will be the first second down of the evening for West Plains. West Plains has done most of their damage on the ground. They've completed just one pass, only attempted two.
All right. From the 41 again, second down and 10. Let's see if Remy Wilson gets some work. Here's a draw, quarterback draw right up the middle, 45-yard line, 50-yard line. Keeps moving across down to the 45 of Monette. And that's going to be a gain of 15 yards. And a first down for the Zizzers at 6:26, leading already 15 to nothing.
You know, a lot of times a football game, and honestly, regardless of level, whether we're talking about, you know, Pop Warner and Pee Wee, Mighty Might, all the way up to pros, these games are won and lost at the line of scrimmage. And you can already see tonight's game, Monette is just outmatched up front, defense and offensive line.
They have a three-man front, and that ain't matching up. Here's a throw out to the near side, caught by Briggs. He's at the 40, he's at the 35, stiff arm 30, 25-yard line and down at the 21-yard line. So that's a gain of 25. And another first down for West Plains, 5:51 to play in the first quarter. And you just being honest about it, this is a game that Monette is very, very outmatched. So if West Plains, and I think we've seen that already, score as many points as you can early, get the turbo clock on as soon as you can, and get out with nobody getting hurt.
Absolutely.
Pass out to the left flat, and that one bounces. It's incomplete. Intended for Will Stauffer at the 23-yard line. Underthrown. Second down and 10.
You know, in a previous life, whenever I used to cover especially local high school sports for a living, there was a push for a while to really restructure the way state playoffs begin in regards to districts, because in every district, you essentially have two games like this every year. You've got two teams that are just outmatched by everybody else in the district, and it leads to just blowouts, and that's not good for these schools.
Here's a draw play running right, counter play, first down, Remy Wilson on second down, gets down near the 11-yard line. That is going to be really close to a first down, but it's going to be just a little short. They're going to mark him down at the 12-yard line. I was driving through town today, and I thought about this. The first week of districts, 75-80% of the games are not going to be competitive at all.
Yeah, in my mind, there's a few easy fixes. Mainly, don't have your, you know, second-ranked team host a last-place team in the district.
Dawson Howell on the handoff, and he'll drag a few people with him, pick up a few yards, not much. He may have got enough, though, for the first down. It's very close to the 11. And the other thing, but here's the other thing. I don't know. I really don't know how you fix that. Now, you mentioned something there, but I don't know really what to do about it, because you don't want to put the weaker teams all on one side and the good teams all on the other side.
Sure.
Because that won't work either. Here's a handoff running right. Remy Wilson gets a block, gets inside the five, gets down to the one-yard line.
Going to be stopped right at the one. His knee hit before he could get into the end zone. You know, I think one thing you seriously look at is our district alignments, are they even necessary? Instead of having a district bracket, you know, build your bracket based not on district location per se, but instead by similar strength of schedule and build your brackets that way.
I don't know. I really doubt Misha wants to work that hard.
Well,
it's first and goal at the one. Isaiah Jones, they get a push. The two-ish push, moving him forward. Did he get in the end zone? I'm going to guess yes. Throw your hands up in the air. Call it a touchdown and let's be done with it. No? Not quite. Inside the one. Ever near the goal line or the six-inch line or the one-foot line or one of the other many names that have been given. How about the goal line? Here we go on second down. Goal to go. Motion man for West Plains. Toss play right. And that is Remy Wilson for the touchdown from 1 yard out at 3:15.
That is Remy Wilson's second touchdown on the evening. The first one from 6 yards out. This one from barely a yard. But it's going to look good on the stat sheet. Two touchdowns in the first quarter for Remy Wilson.
Well, they utilized the swinging gate the first time. They're going to line up for the extra point here. 3:15 to go. First quarter. West Plains leads 21-0. Snap, hold, kick, good. And at 3:15 of quarter one, West Plains leads Monette 22-0. And we're back in a minute on Hot Country KDY.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
The West Plains kickoff is muffed but covered by Monette at their own 19-yard line. So it's going to be first down. And, Tim, the Zizzers, who you would have to assume now are in great position to go on and win this football game, would play the winner of Marshfield and McDonald County next week.
Marshfield, correct me if I'm wrong, but will be one of our conference opponents next season.
Absolutely.
So yep. It's going to be good to get a look at them.
Here's a snap. Quarterback draw. Umfelt will be feeling pressure, and he will be tackled. He may have got back to the line of scrimmage, if you want to be charitable about it. Tackled by Lawson for West Plains. It'll be second down and about 11. It is 22-0. All season long, West Plains has had to play so many sophomores.
Yeah.
Because of a lack of depth. And here we are at the end of the year, and
it pays off.
We're talking to Joel this morning. Here's the snap. Running play right to the corner. That's going to get nowhere, and a flag's going to go down. So to add insult to injury, they're going to lose a yard and get penalized for holding, more than likely.
That's the call.
But I was talking to Joel. You know, and you notice it. I notice it more and think about it more in basketball season. But in basketball season, when the year starts, you get to the Christmas break, then you get into January, and by the time you get to February, whatever your classification is, if you're a sophomore, you should be playing more like a junior. If you're a junior, you ought to be playing more like a senior. I think about that with the Grizzlies. Each year we start with a bunch of freshmen, but by the end of the year, they have to be playing more like sophomores,
sure,
or if you're going to have any chance of success. And this West Plains football team has had a ton, and I mean a ton, of sophomores that have stepped up because they've been asked to, just to provide some depth.
And a lot of them are playing really well.
Yep. That is a fact. All right. It is 3rd and 21. Handoff, running play right. And they're not going to get much, maybe 3 yards.
You know, that's a situation where I thought Monette was going to have kind of a nice little play set up there. They had a hole open up off right tackle, and then West Plains just closed it up really fast. And there's just a difference of teams here. West Plains is faster, stronger, and it's gonna lead to just the continuation of a very lopsided game.
You know, it just dawned on me why I like these new helmets, the white helmets with the red bolt on the side.
Yeah.
I've always liked San Diego's uniforms.
San Diego doesn't exist.
Okay. It is now going to be 3rd down and about 17. Quarterback to throw it. He's going to run a pump and go down the sideline. Ball in the air, underthrown, intercepted. Ryland Kinslow is there to pull it down. Now the double coverage at the 44-yard line. And so it works kind of like a punt. But a short punt at that. West Plains will have great field position at the 44 of Monette.
I believe what you were trying to say was the Los Angeles Chargers.
No, I'm at San Diego Chargers. That's who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the L.A. Chargers. Actually, you know, historically, they were the L.A. Chargers before they were the San Diego Chargers.
Everything comes full circle.
I guess so. First down from the 44 of Monette. I formation behind Isaiah Jones. Play fake. We're going to throw it. Pump one way. Runs to the left. There's a ton of room out there. There he goes. He's at the 40-yard line. He's at the 35-yard line. He's still moving downfield down the left sideline. Tackling down across the 30 near the 27-yard line. 17-yard run. Not bad for a broken play. First down for West Plains. 48 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Not bad at all. So credit where credit's due. Need to mention again, West Plains got the ball back via interception. Ryland Kinslow with the pick. Kinslow's name is going to show up in the stat sheet quite a bit. He's got a punt return for a touchdown and now an interception. He also has a reception in the game. So he's making a case for being the guy tonight.
Everybody tight on the line of scrimmage. Double wing. This looks like kind of like something Lebanon would do. Toss play running to the right. Following his blocking outside, turning it up the gap. 25-20-yard line and tripped up at the 17-yard line. And that's another first down on a gain of 11 yards for West Plains. And that'll be the final play of quarter one, which has been completely dominated by the black shirts out there, and West Plains leads going into quarter two, 22-0. We're back in a minute on KDY.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, it figured to be a bit of a mismatch, and it's been a bit of a mismatch. Newest news on the Ozark Mountain Conference starting next year. We've got our final member for the coming year. The Hillcrest Hornets will be a part of the conference.
So in addition to that, 2 Ozark Conference schools are leaving for the COC.
And I think, if I understood correctly, Parkview applied but got turned down.
Interesting. So the Ozark Conference is just some bones left over.
Oh, well, Ozark Conference is like disco. It is over. 2nd down, 1 from the 17-yard line. Motion man left. They'll fake it. Now run the end around to the left, and here comes Briggs Houston. Gets to the quarter. He's at the 10-yard line, 5-yard line. Hit. Dives. He's in for a touchdown. When you're 6'6", you can jump from the 4-yard line. and get through the air and get the pylon, and that's what happened. 28-0 West Plains.
Well, you'll take it. You'll take it every time. That's one of those plays you don't necessarily see every Friday night. You've got a guy in Briggs Houston who is a big-time player, takes the contact head-on, and then dives into the end zone for six, and now they'll look to add seventh the conventional way with the extra point attempt.
Reed Cobb with the kick after the 16-yard touchdown run. It is good. 11:51 to go in quarter number two. With the score, West Plains 29 and Monette nothing. Back in a minute on KDY.
Now it's more Scissor football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Here's the West Plains kick, and it'll be covered well. They'll make the stop shy of the 30-yard line to 29, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Monette Cubs, who are just trying to get something positive. Moving the ball downfield, they're looking for their first down of the night.
Yeah, yards have been hard to come by for Monette. They've hurt themselves with a couple of penalties and turnovers, and you said it, they're just looking for something to go in their favor and see if they can put a few plays together here on this possession, their first possession of the second quarter, 11:46 until halftime.
Now the spread set, Colin Umfelt will take the snap and hand off the ball running to the right. They'll get it up to the 29-yard line before the tackle is made there. And Alex Judd on the stop that time for West Plains. The ball carrier was Diego Biden, a senior running back, 210 pounds, good size kid. Slow developing play, though. It'll bring up second down and essentially 10.
West Plains, it's one of those things when you're watching your defense, what you want to see is swarming jerseys, and West Plains had five or six black jerseys all over that one from the get-go.
Spread set, running to the right this time. There's a nice old first down, it looks like, across the 35. Close to the first down marker at the 39-yard line, and that is the best positive play from scrimmage that we've seen from Monette tonight. Ball carrier was Bo Stevens.
I like to call out the big guys when they have a big-time block that opens something up. Number 76 for Monette, Porter Reed, 6'3", 285. He's a junior, and he's the entire reason that one worked. He picked up a block that opened up that hole.
So Monette gets their first down. Now high snap. They'll hand it running around the left corner. That was a bad idea. All kinds of black shirts there to make the stop. I think somebody stripped the ball away from the ball carrier there. And he didn't appreciate it very much, but it's not a turnover. Ball carrier was Stetson. No, I'm sorry. Ball carrier that time was Antonio Vizcaino, who had a great uncle that played for the Cardinals on the infield.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, but I wasn't going to say it.
What was that guy's first name? Man in motion from the 36. They'll hand it off running right. And Biden will take the carry across 35. Took a pretty good hit. And he is down. Judd on the stop that time for West Plains. Also there to help out was Hawkins and Peyton Reynolds. So now another long yardage situation.
Jose
Vizcaino. He's a decent player. Now receivers to the left, three of them. Umfelt will take the snap and drop back. He'll look left all the way, throws high, ball caught. That's a first down for Monette, and the tackle will be made across the 50.
I tell you what, that play, that was just soft and blown coverage by West Plains. They just kind of stood around and were waiting, and the problem is Monette wasn't standing around and waiting. They had a guy get open in the middle of the field. Bit high, but he brings it in. That's just a bad defensive play by West Plains.
See that a lot with zone coverage, but Monette moves the chains for the second time tonight. 29-0, under 9 minutes to go in the first half. Out of the spread set, running back right, man in motion from left to right. They'll take the snap and hand it off on a jet sweep, and that will end at the 46, so a gain of one. And they will mark that at the 46-yard line. Jackson Taylor, one of those in on the stop that time for West Plains. Pick up a one, second down nine, 8:18 to play with the clock moving.
There's been less and less of the scoreboard viewable each week. I mean, that'll probably get fixed one of these days, right?
Possibly. All right, Monette will shift to the right end, a tight end and a wingman running to the right. Biden with it, gets it with a good run as he carries the tackler. That's going to be close to a first down. And I don't know what's in the water bottle over on the far sideline, but Monette now with three first downs this drive. They get it down to the 36. That's a first down for Monette.
Was that a reference to Michael's secret stuff?
Not a reference to anything, really. But I do know this, and I was thinking about this today, and we had what looked to be a measurement situation just a little while ago. First down, 10, West Plains does not jump offside, so that's good. As Monette makes a big shift.
Oh, that's a false start.
That is a false start on the flanker on the left side for Monette.
That's one that you can't hide. Sometimes if you're a big guy in the middle, a guard, you can kind of move your hand a little bit and not get caught. You can't start your route and not get caught.
Bo Stevens in the slot jumped a little bit early. But I was thinking, over the course of the year, there's trends every year. You see, you know, officiating emphasize this or that, penalties, whatever. I haven't seen nearly as many holding penalties this year. And I have seen very few measurements. Here's the snap on the high snap. They'll hand it off running right. Can Biden get to the corner again? He does to a degree. Gets near the 35-yard line. So he picked up a pretty good gain on the play, about 7 yards, almost eight.
He's put together a few nice runs here on this drive.
I'd like to have a buck for each time that the ball has been, obviously, close to a first down, where the officials stand there, look across the field, 40 yards, and then just say, oh, the heck with it, and turn around and just point first down.
I mean, to be fair, that's the kind of official I'd be.
Well, they have somewhere to go. Three wide left on second and long. Back to throw it. Big pressure up the middle. Throw over the middle is high and incomplete. Closer to Ryland Kinslow back at the safety spot at the 20-yard line, but just out of his reach. So now it's third down and eight. 6:07 to go in the first half.
I assume the officials, they huddle up and they say, okay, listen, guys, it would take another 30 seconds just to get those markers on the field. Then another 30 seconds to decide, and then another 30 seconds to get him off the field. Let's just give him the first down. Measure once, cut twice.
That would be your philosophy, wouldn't it? Third down, you wouldn't have a hard time picking out the house you built. Third down and eight, quarterback draw, left side on the first down play, and the house will fall down on the quarterback, Colin Umfleet. He will pick up a few yards. Not a lot, but a few. They'll bring up now fourth down and about seven. The ball is at the 33-yard line. Dylan Brickman gets credit on the PA for the tackle. Now let's see if West Plains can get the ball back here and maybe get another score on the board. Start the second half.
West Plains will need to tighten up their coverage and not let another zone open up.
No rush. Pass across the middle is incomplete. Almost intercepted. Alex Judd had a flicker of a pick six there for a second, but it's knocked down and West Plains gets it. First down now from their own 34-yard line.
So Monette puts together, without question, their most successful drive of the night, but it ends with a turnover on downs, and now West Plains will get the ball back with about 5.5 to go, 5:24 if you want the exact time left. We are quickly approaching halftime.
29-0. West Plains has scored on three touchdown runs and a punt return. Let's see if we go right up top. Here's a fake. Yep, looking deep. And now they throw it to the corner, ball high, tipped incomplete, intended for Briggs Houston at midfield. They actually, on the other side over there, it looked like Red Erickson, the tight end, going the other direction towards sideline. He probably was open.
He was streaking open. The one thing I noticed, though, the Monettes, they're playing the deep ball. If you watch their defense, their defensive secondary, they're playing that deep ball. So there's going to be a lot of underneath stuff if West Plains wants to go that route instead.
Second down and 10. From the 33-yard line, back to throw. Jones, he throws over the middle. Ball tipped and complete. And that'll bring up a third down. Jacob Moore, the intended receiver that time for West Plains, as he cut across the middle. And like Cody said, Monette is so deep conscious that you would think the middle might probably be open here and there.
I would like to remind the West Plains Scissors that they have had plenty of success running the ball. So let's get back to that.
What a great spot for the old draw play here. Remy Wilson's going to be back there in case we go that route. Three receivers right on third down and long. Back to throw it. Underneath, a little screen pass, caught, and Moore at the 45-50, 45-40. He cuts it back. He may score a touchdown. He's at the 20. He turns it on. 5-yard line, touchdown, West Plains.
Well, that'll work.
67-yard touchdown catch and run. So first touchdown pass of the evening for West Plains.
You mentioned for West Plains a lot of sophomores having to pick up some game time. Right there's one turning it into a 67-yard touchdown, number 13, Jacob Moore.
Low snap on the extra point. The kick, though, is up, cleared the crossbar, and it's good. So 35-0 West Plains. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Back in a minute on KDY.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
36-0, the Scissors score here on Friday nights. Here's the kickoff taken at the 32-yard line. The return back to the 30, 32-yard line. Good coverage that time by West Plains. One thing about West Plains that has definitely gotten better over the course of the season is their special teams and their kick coverage, because it was not good when the year started. Dallas Roberts on the stop that time on the kick coverage for West Plains.
Got a text message from cameraman extraordinaire Drew Joyce to give us an update. Willow Springs is trailing Forsyth 36-0. The first quarter has just ended.
I think we can identify. First down and 10 for Monette. They trail this game 36-0, 4:53 to go in the first half. Quarterback draw play, pulls it down, bad idea. He'll be hit and dropped for a loss on the play. Jackson Taylor in there, not playing like a sophomore now.
Also, score update, it is a 0-0 tie. Mountain View Liberty tied at 0 into the first quarter.
They're playing Springfield Catholic tonight.
Catholic has had some pretty good teams over the years.
Over the years they have. In recent years, they've been horrible. But they won last week, and you just need to be playing well when you get to the district. That may be a 3-4 game. Here's a running play left. They try to get to the corner. Hit. That'll be a loss. That'll be a loss of about 3, as a matter of fact. They tried the sweep to the left. There's Briggs Houston. There's Ryland Kinslow. And there's trouble. Now it's going to be third down and long. Third down and about 14.
Yeah, the worst position you can be if you are a team trailing by multiple scores is every down looking up and seeing 10, 12, 14 yards to go.
going the wrong. That number gets bigger instead of smaller. Umfleet will bring him up. They'll send two receivers out to the right, the wingman on the right side, single back to his left. From the 26-yard line, they're going to run it. Here's Biden, and he gets a hole. He's hit hard and stopped at the 32-yard line. Good tackle by Jackson Taylor. And 3:15 to go, and Monette on fourth down and long. It's still fourth down and nine. They'll have to punt the football away. And they're going to take their time here.
They have not immediately sent out the punt team. They may be at the point in the season, Harlan, where they're saying, "Well, never mind." They sent them out now before I can even finish my thought.
The temporary madness has passed, and they'll punt the football away now. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half.
I'd go for it. What do you got to lose?
You'd go for it and then build you a house on the weekend. Here's the snap. Good rush, but he gets it away.
It's a good kick.
Kinslow lets it bounce at the 37. He'll bounce back to him, and now he'll pick it up and run. 25-yard line, 30-yard line, 35, 40, 45. He's at midfield. 45, 40. Cuts it back. 35, 30. Down to the 28-yard line of Monette. The same people who were sitting here watching him and that ball bounced toward him thinking, get away, get away.
Don't pick it up. Don't pick it up.
And then he picked it up, took off, and suddenly they're going, go, go, go.
It's like he's getting paid in punt return yards out here tonight.
Well, he's doing very well if that's the case. He picked it up at the, so that's a 46-yard punt return. And now spread formation. West Plains with four wide, single back, no tight end. Here's the snap, back to throw it from the 27. Here's the throw deep to the right corner, wide open, high ball is tipped away and incomplete. That was six had it been about another yard down the field.
Yep, that was just a touch underthrown. We are 2 minutes, 12 seconds away from halftime. Halftime show from the West Plains High School Band will feature some spooky favorites, from what I understand, and members of the band are dressed in Halloween garb. There's a large inflatable cat. I see a princess. That looks like a Michael Jackson Thriller jacket.
There's a little of everything out here. It's second down and 10 from the Monette 27 for West Plains. Try to add on before halftime. 2:12 to go. Back to throw. Jones slant over the middle. Caught. Houston, 15-yard line, 10-yard line. Can you bring him down? He's at the 5-yard line. He's at the 4. And a first down for West Plains. And a pickup on that play of, looks like 18 yards. Let's see where they're going to mark it at the 5-yard line. So a little better than that. 22-yard pickup that time for West Plains.
So, Harlan, we're talking about the weather and how it's a pretty nice night here for West Plains football. Drew also gave me an update in regards to that Liberty game. They are playing in a downpour. There's been an inch of rain in the last 30 minutes.
Wow. That's an equalizer right there. Can we get six more? 1:35 and counting in the half, and the pass incomplete. They tried to get the ball to Briggs Houston near the back line, and incomplete. Stops the clock with 1:33 to go.
Want to try to catch this cornerback's number. He's got his back to us right now. He played that slant just about as perfect as you could.
Would that be maybe 16? Is it the kid on this side?
Yeah.
Yeah, 16.
Landon Brandt. Played that perfectly.
Here's a lob to the corner. High pass, and the ball is incomplete. And again, they're going to call pass interference.
And I think the reason they're going to do this is because he never turned around. He didn't play the ball. He played Houston the entire way.
I'm not positive, but that may have been the same player you were just talking about.
Yeah, someone told them, hey, the guy on the radio, he's saying that this guy did pretty good. Let's fix that.
Well, that was more of a jump ball, a little too long, but again, the coverage wasn't bad, but you got to play the football.
Yep.
And that's where the penalty came from. So, a short penalty. It'll be second down and goal from the 3-yard line. 1:20 to go, and ideally we'll run most of the clock out here in the second quarter and go in at halftime up by at least 42. Isaiah Jones, they blitz, they fake the running play, quarterback draw, takes on the tackler and in the end zone for a touchdown from 3 yards out. Isaiah Jones with the most recent touchdown for West Plains. 1:04 to go in the first half. And West Plains now up 42-0.
The swinging gate, Harlan, has that been something that Coach Wyatt has featured everywhere he's been?
I don't know that. The first time I ever saw it was in 1980 at Pittsburgh State. Here's the extra point attempt. Low.
Barely got over.
But good. 43-0. West Plains, 1:04 to go in the first half. And back in a minute on KDY.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Ensuing kick is covered on the squib at the 32-yard line of Monette.
Another local team in action tonight is Houston. They are trailing Stratford 14-7 in that first round of the district game.
Alva spread set. We still have 1:01 to go in the first half. Umfelt will hand off running play right. This has worked pretty well for them so far. Biden with the carry, and he'll be tackled near the 35-yard line.
That's been their most successful play here on these last few possessions, and they've been able to pick up a few yards. It's just they're not able to get enough sustained gains.
You want to talk about another sophomore playing more like a junior now. Tell you what, Shane Curtis has had a really solid year. Defensive lineman, 5'11", 220. He has got better and better, and we've mentioned his name a lot here in the last 3-4 weeks. Clock down to 23 seconds, and they'll run the ball left, turn it up inside. They'll get a first down out to the 45-yard line. Let's see if they call timeout here. Clock is stopped while they move the chains anyway. And it'll be a first down. No timeout called, so they're going to let it run. They'll have time to get one more playoff. Timeout.
Yep, now they're going to get the timeout with a few seconds left.
There's 7 seconds left on the clock right now, but there was like 17 seconds.
Yeah.
As they were moving the ball upfield, then they decided just to burn 10 seconds and call timeout.
7 seconds, it doesn't look like they're going to add anything else up. This is one of those plays. They're at a 45-yard line. They're down big going into halftime. This is set up. We've seen the hook and ladder here a lot of times. I would assume they're not going to run the ball here. They haven't shown the ability to throw the ball deep, so I'm thinking you're going to go with a little bit of a trick play, if that's what you want to call it. Watch for something a little bit sneaky here. And if I'm West Plains, I drop into what they call prevent defense, and I back my guys up 20 yards here.
All right.
Let the ball come to them.
Allow me to retort,
okay?
If I were them, I'd run the ball, and here's why. Because if you throw the ball up for grabs downfield, West Plains is probably going to intercept it. And we've seen what happens on punt returns tonight.
If it was a one-possession game, I would accept your logic.
Okay. But if it was a, they'd be in a whole different conundrum then. Here we go. First down and 10. Maybe the last play of the half. Quarterback with no running back. They're going to throw it. They're going to be flushed out of the pocket, running to the right. 50-yard line, 45, runs out of bounds at the 44, and that's the end of the first half. See, they ran. 43-0 at halftime. And we're back in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY.